Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Apple reports earnings today, and it will be a focus of a lot of investors. They want to know how many iPhones the company sold and whether it was indeed a blowout quarter. Analysts expecting $56 billion in revenue, which would represent 23% growth. John Butler is a senior analyst for telecoms for Bloomberg Intelligence. He joins us now. John, it is for Apple all about the iPhone these days.
It really is, Mike. I mean, the iPhone as a percent of Apple's revenue is well above 60%. I don't think it's going to drop below that anytime soon. So this really, for Apple, has become a smartphone story and how they're faring with that. The good news for Apple on that front is that they came out with the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus in September. And it really did well. I mean, I have to say, it blew away my expectations. And keep in mind, I think most people are familiar with this, but it's Apple's first large screen iPhone. And really, the consumer market had really gone in the direction of larger screens well in advance of that launch. So that's the good news for Apple. It took the iPhone to a whole new level of sales. And all eyes are on the follow-through this quarter, right? So last quarter was the first full quarter of sales of the iPhone 6. We now have that follow-through quarter, and it's very important to keep the momentum going, if you will.
They sold 74.5 million iPhones in the previous quarter. How many might they have sold in the current quarter?
The consensus now is for 58 million phones, which would be a very strong showing. Numbers have come up in recent days, so I think, you know, the optimism is rising as we get into the quarter here. And, you know, frankly, I don't think it's unrealistic. I'm impressed again with how well that phone has done. And, you know, typical Apple, they did a very good job with that device in terms of its design and performance. So I'm hoping for great things, and I think they'll hit that 58 million number. Million.
Is the iPhone 6 cannibalizing?
Early, Mike.
Yeah, it is. Is the iPhone 6 cannibalizing iPad sales?
That has been happening, particularly, I think, with the iPad mini. The tablet category began to suffer badly when we saw the advent of these new, really mega-screen smartphones called phablets. And that name is derived from the fact that it's a combination phone and tablet, really, in terms of its size. We're talking screen sizes of 5.5 inches, almost 6 inches. So, you know, they're large, and I have to say, having used large screen iPhones, not a phablet, but large screen phones, you really can do most everything that you do on a tablet on a phone and do it comfortably. So these larger screen smartphones are really starting to eat away at that category, and Apple is no exception. You know, the iPad sales have really suffered, I think, from these larger devices.
Well, they could sell a billion iPhones, and I imagine that analysts and investors are going to say, yeah, but how many watches did they sell in the current quarter? Are they going to tell us anything about that?
They're not going to reveal numbers. In fact, what's interesting to me is Apple, in terms of disclosing watch sales, is going to throw it into a category of other products and services. So we're not going to get specific color on that. And I think, you know, the intent behind that relates to the fact that we're going forward, we're probably going to see a whole, you know, a group of products and services, if you will, really contribute to growth, as opposed to seeing the emergence of another blockbuster category like the iPhone. So it's going to be a contribution from the watch, from a new Beats streaming service, from, you know, potentially a TV service. It's going to be a whole confederation of products and services that are really going to help to contribute to Apple's growth. I don't think that one blockbuster category is in its future again.
John Butler of Bloomberg Intelligence, which provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government facts that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BIGO. Apple earnings out after the bell today. This is Bloomberg Radio.